おはよう、東京。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san are back again. Now, Chigusa-san's going to tell you a bit more about JapanesePod101.com.
Well, JapanesePod101.com is an innovative and revolutionary way to master Japanese. The program that we have developed here enables you to study anywhere and anytime at your own pace.
That means on the bus, on the train, in your car, wherever you can listen to audio, you can listen to this. Anywhere.
Right.
Today we're back with another beginner lesson. Now, today we're working on the all-important phrase,
How are you?
Before we begin, these lessons are designed to be used in tandem with the learning tools found in the Premium Learning Center on our website, JapanesePod101.com. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free 7-day trial. Now, this expression that we're going to introduce today is heard every day, many times each day, all over Japan. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
I mean, talk about frequency of phrases. This one is up there. So what we're going to do, as always, is we're going to give you the conversation at normal native speaking speed. Then we're going to give you a slow version. Finally, what we'll do is give you the translation. Then we're going to take a look at vocabulary and then break the conversation down. Okay, with that said, here we go.
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
はい、絶好調です。
One more time, slowly, please.
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
はい、絶好調です。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
はい、元気ですよ。
I'm fine.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
はい、絶好調です。
I'm doing amazing. Okay, first, let's take a look at some of the vocabulary words in there. First word.
元気.
Health, vigor, energy. Now, while the word 元気 has these meanings and others, in the dialogue, 元気 is acting as an expression meaning the subject is doing well, fine, good. This is a widely used expression to inquire and respond to questions asking how one is doing. Break it down.
元気. 元気.
Now, I want to take a look at the kanji, the Chinese characters for 元気. Chigusa-san, what's the first character mean?
Origin.
Yoshi-san, what does the second character mean?
Spirit.
Finally, we have...
絶好調.
In great condition is the literal meaning. Now we interpret it as, couldn't be better, on cloud nine, feeling like $1,000,000.
絶好調. 絶好調.
Now, this word has two long vowels, and in between the first two syllables, there's a pause. In Japanese, some words...have a slight pause in between certain syllables. This is marked by a small tsu. So can you give it to us one more time?
絶好調.
It was right in between the ze and ko. Right in between those two, there's a slight short pause. One more time.
絶好調.
And then the two long vowels. Okay, now that we've taken a look at this vocabulary, let's move on to the dialogue. What was the first line?
お元気ですか?
Now, here the subject is inferred.We don't have to put in you. If we did, the sentence would sound like this.
あなたはお元気ですか?
But Yoshi-san, does this sound natural?
No.
Here we can leave the subject out because it's inferred. The subject is the person you're talking to. If you're asking about someone else or addressing a number of people, for example, in a speech, in short, if the subject is not the person you're speaking to or already speaking about, then you need to identify the subject. And to the word 元気, we attach the prefix
お.
The prefix お increases the politeness level. However, this phrase is usually used in cases of extreme politeness or with someone who you are not extremely close with. When meeting friends, the conversation would be more casual, and this is one of the main topics we talk about and we focus on at JapanesePod101.com, the politeness level. What to use when talking with your friends, what to use when talking with people outside that tight inner circle.One of the keys to really mastering Japanese. So we have the honorific prefix o attached to genki, followed by
desu.
The copula, followed by
ka.
As soon as we hear the particle
ka,
we can understand the question. The subject's inferred, so are you fine? Is the literal translation. But in English, we interpret it to be how are you? How's it going? How are you doing? What's up? This can be used in all of these contexts, depending on the situation and the politeness level. And the answer here is...
Hai, genki desu yo.
First we have yes, which is...
Hai.
Break that down.
Hai. Hai.
Followed by...
Genki desu yo.
Now let's take a look at the sentence ending particle here. What's the final particle here?
Yo.
Now this is adding emphasis to the fact that Chigusa-san is fine. Now we have the same question. Now Chigusa-san asks Yoshi.
O genki desu ka?
Again, ka indicating it's a question.
Hai, zekkōchō desu.
Now here, Yoshi says, yes, I'm in really great condition. I'm doing amazing. Literally, I'm in great condition. I'm in really great condition. But interpreted as, I couldn't be better. I'm doing amazing. Everything's going my way. Now, you won't find this in a textbook because in most Japanese textbooks, the standard question and answer is, O genki desu ka? And Chigusa-san?
Hai, genki desu.
But there's so many more possibilities. And our goal here at JapanesePod101.com is to give you alternatives that you'd never find in a textbook. In addition, of course, to giving you everything they cover. Give you current, often used phrases to widen your vocabulary, expand your range of knowledge. And that's one of the key goals of JapanesePod101.com. So Yoshi-san, what is another way we can answer this question that you won't find in a textbook?
Hai, すごく genki desu yo.
I'm doing really great. Yoshi-san, what's new here?
すごく,
which is the adverbial form of
すごい,
an adjective meaning great, amazing, in addition to other meanings. Again, context does play a role with this adjective. Break it down.
すごい, すごい.
This adjective is also widely used, and one that you will come in contact with quite frequently in the Japanese language. You'll hear it used in situations where the speaker sees something great or amazing happen or occur, or hears some great or amazing news. Its adverbial form is commonly used with other adjectives to emphasize the degree of. In this lesson, sugoi is in its adverbial form, modifying genki. Okay, Yoshi-san, give us one more that will really impress. Really impress.
Hai, bachiri desu.
Yoshi-san, now that's what I'm talking about. That is perfect. Give us that new word one more time.
Bachiri.
Perfectly. Perfect. Doing great. Things couldn't be better. Everything's perfect. Break it down.
Ba-chi-ri. Ba-chi-ri.
Now, this is a great one that is sure to impress friends. This one, Yoshi-san, is this going to impress people?
Of course. I'm sure it will.
Are you going to find it in a textbook?
No, I don't think so.
I know so. Now, Yoshi-san, what about using this with your professor?
I think you can use it, but only when you have a good relationship with a professor.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, using this word will show your professor or your teacher that you're studying outside the classroom, and it might help foster a good relationship.
Right.
Because pretty much the standard is genki, genki, genki. The frequency of that word is astronomical. So a little variety, it may help foster that good relationship. We're talking A's here. So if you have a pretty good relationship, you can try this out. And among friends, this is an amazing way to say, I'm doing great. This one I use all the time with my friends. Really great expression. Okay, so before we go, let's just give you that conversation one more time.
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
はい、絶好調です。
So, now that you've listened to the lesson, come by JapanesePod101.com and visit our Premium Learning Center, equipped with the tools to reinforce what you learn here. Test yourself. Listen to the conversation line by line, then get some of the great learning tools on your iPod and take them with you wherever you go. Furthermore, there's a detailed write-up of this lesson inside the PDF, so stop by JapanesePod101.com and be sure to sign up for your free 7-day trial to see everything we have to offer for you to take your Japanese to the next level. That's going to do it for today.
また明日!
またね!